Okay. All right. We were just talking about, I want to just run through a few things as you saw from the Koros and get to the Mishnah. Just finishing up this briefly, this ending of Dochalachirim, right? There's a machlokas between, it seems to really have been between Rav Afi or Rabbi Afi and Shmuel, whether a kafan is Dochalachirim or not. And they tried to bring a raya from Ariman al Meiser Sheni, and we're wondering, where is the Chiyah La'achirim here? I mean, that we, all the Rishonim asked this question. Tosfos does answer the question in quite so many words, but the other Rishonim all ask this question, right? They say, Midakli, I'm just reading from the Rashi randomly, Dekatan Zochal. There's no Zechiyah La'achirim. The father gives them, the master gives them the money, and then they use the money to put it right to Shani. There's no acquiring for other people here. So where is the acquiring for other people in the story of Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni? So in the case of the Haramas Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, the question is, where is the Zechiyah La'achirim? And we started with one answer, which is very, very, very much not a mainstream answer, but that's what we left off last year with, which was the Chidusha Miktav Yad. Said the Chidusha Miktav Yad, if I understand him properly. The truth is that I looked again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Derech Emunah thinks Rashi holds this, although he seems to be reading a lot into that. I don't see, where that's Makra, but he says, when it gives them money, that's the Chiyah La'achirim. There is for the money on behalf, again, this is the uniqueness, not on behalf of the Adon slash Av or whoever, not on behalf of the Adon, on behalf of the Shein Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. So one answer is the Kiddushin. Me, Savyad, is that the Kana is Docha Bimaos Avor Gavoa. Okay, not technically Hektish, but there's pseudo Hektish of Rishos Ma'aser Sheni of Gavoa, and she's not actually getting the money for herself, unlike everyone else in the world. She's acquiring the money on behalf of Ma'aser Sheni, and I suggested. Why? And then I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Emunah thinks this is what Rashi means. Although, I'm more comfortable attributing it to the Chidushim Sefiyat, perhaps from David, that why did he think she accepted it in terms on behalf of Ma'aser Sheni of Gavoa instead of on behalf of herself? And because he's making it, unlike everyone else has two step process. First, he gives her the money, then she's told him Ma'aser Sheni. Maybe he's bothered by Tosfos' question, how can a katana be told to Ma'aser Sheni? So the answer is no, she's not Chodem Ma'aser Sheni. It's really not Chodem Ma'aser Sheni. Just she accepts the money on behalf of Ma'aser Sheni, and somehow her accepting the money on behalf of the Ma'aser Sheni makes her enough involved that it chapters from Chomesh, the big finish. If he's the one ultimately doing it, why is it part from Chomesh? The answer is no. But if he's doing it and it's going to her on behalf of Ma'aser Sheni, therefore it's part from Chomesh. Maybe he would go far to say, normally, if I would just take my own money and be told to Ma'aser Sheni and say, here's the Ma'aser Sheni, and I'd say, okay, I think I remember Ma'aser Sheni, so I can't take a bill out of my wallet. I guess what she's doing, right? And I say, yes, the payrolls are going to be. Then I have to add a colon, but it could be that if I'm giving it to I may agree, right? Just agree, as they call it, who is under 12. If you take this in your zochah for Gavoa, then me Kishin she takes it for Gavoa, this instead of going to me goes to her. Which then makes me Papa from Chomesh because since I'm being told that she's doing zochah for Gavoa, then she's the one who gets the pirus instead of me, and then it makes sense that I'd be Papa from Chomesh. Okay, that seems to be this is the big crush. But I think he's trying to kill two birds with one stone. He doesn't think any of it. He's trying to kill two birds with one stone. Here's an answer. This is what we have in the book. It's time to start an answer to how a katana could be built.
The microphone is not the best.
Better.
Also the video.
The video is off as usual, but this time the microphone is getting better. Getting bad.
Now we can't hear anything.
Now can you hear me any better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, maybe that microphone just broke. I just switched to a different microphone.
It's still blurred.
I'm talking one thing at a time. I'll show Afron.
I'm going on to one step process.
Yeah. For the blurriness, I'm going to give it 1 second.
I'm going to call up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to need a gabay at some point. Anyway, hopefully the microphone's still working. Or just everyone should come in. The low tech solution. Okay. So is one answer. The Ramban has another answer. The Ramban and the Ran. I didn't put the Ran in the Makoros. He quotes the Ramban as he is more likely than anyone else to do. The Ramban and the Ran. Okay, the Ramban first is like Tosos, but there's the Ramban's Maskana. The Ramban has it's really like a brisk or a chronish shot, almost. He says that we never meant here that a katan is zocha lachir. They never meant, again, at first the Ramban starts by saying what Tosos says, which maybe in the wrong order. Okay, he says we never meant, so let's put Tosos first. Says Tosos. Tosos doesn't ask the question in quite so many words. Tosos doesn't say, well, where's the Zocha L'Acherim? It's all just Zocha L'Atzma. But he's aware of this question. The Tosos Rush asked the question in so many words. He says someplace like this, Heich medaktik de Zocha L'Acherim, Ibishel amol shenosel lohu Zocha ben L'Atzmo. The most is Zocha L'Atzmo. And the Peiros, then it's sort of obvious to him, and Tosos, she's Zocha the Peiros on behalf of the Adon. But how can she zoke the person on behalf of the other? There's old dasacher smak there. So what does the Tosos Rush? And also, I mean, this is the main opinion of the Bali Tosos. The first answer is old Rush, the assumption of Tosos on our daf, the Rosh Mishans in Maishashin, in Ramban, in his first cancer, says the Tosos and the Tosos Rush in the Ramban, in their first answer, and the Rosh Mishans in Maaser Sheni, they all say no, that the Shivka is Zocha Bepeiros Avor Ha'adon. Right? That's what's going on. She is giving the money to Maaser Sheni in exchange for the Peiros. She gets the money. She gets the money as a present for herself. That's no problem. She's giving the money to Maaser Sheni in exchange for the payrolls, but she's not keeping the payrolls for herself. She's not supposed to own the payrolls. He's supposed to own the payrolls. And if he's supposed to own the payrolls, therefore she wants, he doesn't want her to end up with the payrolls. He wants him to end up with the payrolls. So therefore she's buying the payrolls for him, since she's, the assumption she's buying the payrolls for Maaser Sheni for him, not for herself. Since she's buying the payrolls for Maaser Sheni for him, she's Zocha for Achirim. And if you ask how she's Zocha compares to my chain, no dasachir smakta, so Tosos says, because remember we had the word last time, because with only the Dharm, she has the right to be poda, that's the equivalent of dasachir smakta, makes it a valid Kenyan, therefore she'd be Zocha Achirim. This is the most posthum shot, that she's Zocha the payros for him. Yes, sorry.
Isn't that example of Nekap and Memkap not the payim? So we say that Puerta at age of Puerta is Mekha Shemekha, we'll find out.
No, but Mekha Memkar, that's for themselves. But over here, she's giving money. Remember? I'm the Shefcha now. I'm giving money to Maaser Sheni, but I'm not taking the payers for myself. The payers are going to the
isn't
other.
The Baal giving her money in exchange for the fruit?
No, the Baal's giving her money as a present. Baal's giving her money as a matana. Two-step product. The Baal gives her money as a matana, and then she takes that money, and instead of buying fruit for herself in the grocery store, or buying fruit for herself for Maaser Sheni, she buys fruit for Maaser Sheni on behalf of the Adon. That's where there's Zocha. Why couldn't she just buy fruit on behalf of herself and then share it with the adam? Maybe she could, but they're assuming that's not what's going on here. But that is Tosfos. However, the Ramban and the Ramban who's Maskana says elsewhere. He says no. Apparently he doesn't like this. Why doesn't he like this? I think he doesn't like this because he's making a big assumption, which is, why does she have to buy the payros from Meister Shani, redeem the payros from Meister Shani on his behalf? Let her just redeem it for herself. And then once it's hers, everyone will eat it because they're all living in the same house. Who cares? Does the adam care if it technically belongs to him or belongs to the Amevriya? It's an asshole. It's a harama anyway. So who cares who it belongs? Who cares what belongs to him in the end or her in the end? Either way, he's going to serve it. Right? So the Ramban doesn't like this. Instead, the Ramban, that there's actually no zechia la'achirim in this scenario at all. There is no zechia la'achirim. So how is this proving zechia la'achirim? So says the Ramban, again, this is an Ahurnish kind of shot. The Rishon also said those sometimes. He says, it doesn't mean there is zechia la'achirim here. It means it's an indirect proof. What do we see here? We see here, now this ties into what we had on the board last time about Kinyan Drabanan, Kinyan de Oraisa working, Kinyan Drabanan working for de Oraisa, etc. But what does Ramban say? Full text here. The Ramban says that we see from here that she's kone the money midoraisa. Remember, we had a big machlokis. When a katan is zocha la'atzmo, is a katan zocha la'atzmo, the dasachar is machne, the tzvor v'zocha egos and notlo, midoraisa midorabana. Says the Ramban, that's actually the machlokis. Says the Ramban, what's its finish? Finish is that the machlokis, the inyan zechia la'achirim, is just Tluya b'machlokes b'enyan zechia li'atzmo. What do we mean by this? Katan zoche li'atzmo. Is a katan zoche li'atzmo mida oraisa or mida rabbana? Remember, we had a machlokes about that. Is a katan zoche li'atzmo mida oraisa or mida rabbana? Right, Tosfos says midoraisa, and the Rambam says midoraisin, Rashi and Sukkah says midrabanan, etc. So what do they want to say? That is not explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara never has Tanoim or Amoraim talking about if a katan zochel atzmo b'dasa feres makde, once he's the age of Torah v'zorko, egos v'notlo, is that minat Torah midrabanan? But he says that is a machlok samurai. Because if a katan is zochel midoraisa, this is the chiddush of the Ramban. This is a machlokes. We thought it was machlokes Rishonim. The chiddush of the Ramban is this is a machlokes Amoraim. If a katan is zochel midoraisa, this is the opinion of Rav Asi, then he's also zochel la'achirim. After all, if he's zochel atzmo midoraisa, then why shouldn't he be zochel la'achirim? If he's zochel, he's zochel. Don't tell me I thought of reasons why he shouldn't. Remember, the Ramban generally comes to feel a lot of time shlichus. So you're not basically found the reason in shlichus why he so is. If he's zochel midoraisa, then he's zochel. What's the difference? However, Shmuel holds, again, what was a machlokes Rishonim, he's claiming it's a machlokes Amoraim. Shmuel holds, no, it's only Tekan Rabbanan zochel atzmo. Why did they make it Tekan Rabbanan? They need to come to Rabbanan because this poor katan, people give him things, he should be able to own them. You know, he goes to the candy man in shul and gets a lollipop, and then what are we going to say, that he doesn't own the lollipop? You know, again, makes it more similar to Darkei Shalom kind of things. Maybe in some cases, maybe it's just Darkei Shalom and it's like Rabbi Yossi if it's Rabbanan. Maybe there are different levels of the Rabbanan, but it's only Zohar Lassim Rabbanan. If it's Zohar Lassim Rabbanan, why do they get Din Rabbanan because of Zohar Lassim? They make it for fairness and niceness for the Katan. You know, even if it's more than Darkei Shalom. Darkei Shalom, you find something on the street. We have no moral feeling that he deserves it. So that's only Darkei Shalom. Maybe here is more than Darkei Shalom. It's a mamish din to Rabbanan, right? Even the Rabbanan, say the Metzias Darkei Shalom, it's a mamish din to Rabbanan. Why? The Candyman gave him a candy. The Candyman wanted him to have a candy. He wanted himself to have a candy. Midrabanan has to be his candy. It would just be an avla if it wasn't his candy. Okay, but that's for himself. They have to make a hirkana for a tikkun olam, whatever. But why does he have to be zochel achirim? If I want to give something to achirim, why do I have to use a katan? He is a responsible person. Why do the katan need to be involved in third-party transactions? There's no societal need for a katan to be involved in third-party transactions. So if it's a tikkun olam, then zochel achirim. Why? He should get involved between two adults in third-party transaction. That is this. Let him worry about his own candy. Let him worry about his own bamba. Why does he have to worry about two adults selling an apartment building to each other and then and all of a sudden get in the middle of that transaction or selling anything to each other? That so he says, really, one sec, the machlokes are asking shmuel is not about zochel achirim. If you're not zochel achol, zochel achol no raisa who and in lachir. If zochel atzmo is midrabanan, then tiknu letovaso. But they weren't attacking. He should get involved in other people's business. Better not be involved in other people's business. If so, then what's our Gemara proving? What are they trying to prove in the case of the Meister Shani? They're not trying to prove anything on Sikhi Al-Akhirin. What's they're here? There's two steps. I give my Ivri, the 11-year-old, money. She gets it for herself. She uses the money to redeem Meister Shani. She's redeeming it for herself. This is Opal Akhirin. But unlike the Rashba we analyzed last time, he's assuming a Kenyan Durabanan is Lomahani Lidaraisa. Right? If you assume a Kenyan Durabanan is Lomahani Lidaraisa, then what's he saying? If, again, with the assumption that Kenyan Durabanan is Lomahani Lidaraisa, if it was only Konami Durabanan, then Lomahani Liftar, Lomahani Kenyan haktana al hamaos liftor michomesh, because a kenyan drabbanan would not be impacted from midoraisa. If it was only kenyan drabbanan for herself, then it's midoraisa. It's not really her money. Midoraisa is the adon's money, and therefore you're so chayv michomesh because it's his money and his fruit. But if you say a kaddim is kol after midoraisa, then mahani kenyan haktana al hamaos liftor michomesh. Basically, what he's saying is that there's a fundamental machlokas. Katan kona liatzmo midoraisa midrabanan with two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is zochel achirim. The other nafkamina is it doesn't work to pot you from chomesh. Does it affect the dina iser heter midoraisa? Again, under the assumption, unlike the opening of the rasha here, that kinyan drabanan is lomahani doraisa, right? Okay, you have to grant our bottom one assumption. The assumption is that a Kenyan Durabanan lo mehani le dindoraisa. It's not going to happen from Chomish, which is a ritual obligation to midoraisa. If so, then give me a second. Then the Raman says, our Gemara makes perfect sense. You don't have to invent that there's a skill out there when there isn't. Rather, our Gemara just proves that it starts with mehani, that we seize Patrum Chomesh, which means the Ketana owns this coin midoraisa. If the Ketana owns this coin midoraisa, that means that a Kadon Zochel Af midoraisa, if a Kadon Zochel Af midoraisa, that means a Kadon Zochel Achirim, because, again, L'chora, the Ramban, the Shitasa, is a Kielam Mitam Shlichos, he doesn't mention this here, but L'chora, he thinks, what's the Kini midoraisa? Why should Zochel Achirim? What's the difference? Okay, that's what the Ramban means this again.
So why is the Gemara then trying at the end to make this a case of Durabanan where it's like a specific niche case?
Because they're trying to get out of it. You want to prove he's calling Doraisa gets you out of Chomesh. The answer is if it gets you out of the Doraisa de Chomesh, that proves the Kenyan Doraisa. But this is talking about Bezmanazeb, or it's talking about Otzeh She'inu Nakum, which is only Meister She'inu Durabanan. So it's only Chomesh and Durabanan. So if it gets you out of Chomesh Durabanan, that only proves the Kenyan Durabanan. Kenyan Durabanan is enough to get you out of Chomesh Durabanan. Only if it would be Chomesh Doraisa, it would be improved to Kenyan Doraisa. That is Durabanan. Durabanan says there is no Zohar Lachir. I mean, if you just ask, where is Zohar Lachir? So one answer is that Tana is Zohar Avor Gavoa. Second answer is that Tana is Zohar Avor Ha'ado, the Baal of the Peros. Third answer is none. It's really an indirect proof. However, there's a fourth answer as well. The fourth answer, which is very fascinating, is the, and ties into a different Ramban, is the, it comes up in a few places. The Rashba says it most nicely. Says the Rashba, give me a second to just find the Rashba here. Says the Rashba. The Rashba asks this question. Where does this poop come to Zohar Lacherim? The Av gave the Katan the money, right? The Zohar went to our Torah, and they were Zohar the money, Midoraisa. It's all, they get the money for themselves. Hannah gets the money for herself, and she redeems the payers for herself. Where's the Zohar Lacherim? But it's only a trick. It's all a trick. It's all a ruse. Right? What do you mean for herself? It's our, okay, where's the extra zoo these times, Harbamas? Okay, why is an interesting question? Not for now. It's all a harama, but she's really doing it for herself, but she's doing it herself, but harama, because I'd say this, legally, officially, formally, everything's being done for herself. But behind the scenes, practically, it's being done for others. She's getting money for herself, but behind the scenes, practically, it's really for the adam. She's redeeming the payers for herself, but behind the scenes, practically, it's for the adam. Therefore, the kavanas liftos ol tzorach abihem, v'amayser chodru labihem, ilav zoch lacherim v'dion apidion ki yotzeh b'seh. Since it's a haroma, that's like zoch lacherim, says the Rashba, number four. Says the Rashba, since it's a haroma, haroma is considered zoche la'acheret. Meaning, where's the zoche la'acheret? The answer is nowhere formally. But everything is la'achirim behind the scenes. Right? Officially, she's not doing anything for anyone else, but it's all doing a harama for someone else. And that's what Tosfos Rosh also says in his. Because it's haramah, it's like zoche l'acherim, and we can prove that she's zoche l'acherim.
Yeah, but then you, the response would just be in this specific case of
haramah. So they're assuming, and I'll come back to that in a moment, they're assuming it's so obvious that haramah is equivalent to zoche l'acherim that you can't question that. Okay, the Tosfos Rosh also says this in his second day. What does it say in his second day? He says, give me a second here. One second. Inami. He's not as clear what he means by this. She's getting the money. Why is she getting the money? In order to put to the payrolls. Why is she going to put to the payrolls for someone else? Meaning she's getting the money for herself, but she's getting the money in order to be put to the payrolls for someone else. So what he might mean here is she's getting the money for herself, but it's really for the sake of someone else behind the scenes. Legally, the money's hers. That's why it's punched from Chomish. But we all know the money's hers, but the money's hers to do what with? It's understood that the money's hers in order to do something for someone else with it. So that sounds like the same thing as the Rashba, and the Me'iri, I think, is definitely trying to say the same thing. I don't know if I have the Me'iri here, but in any case, what is it you're saying? Since in the end, she's going to give it back to him, that's called La'achirah. Meaning, legally, she's doing everything for herself. But we all know in the end, it's going back to him. So I think this is the Rashba, and the Mekiru is the Mekiru says, in the end, she's going to give everything back to him. So that's called Lachirim. Not legally, halachically, technically. Technically, it's not Lachirim. If it was Lachirim, they would have to pay homage. But Mekiru and the Tosfos Rosh in his second there. Are all saying that since it is a behind the scenes, there's someone else involved, that counts as la'achirim. Now, I think they're making here an interesting assumption. I think the assumption of the Rashba is really against the Ramban. The Ramban's his Rebbe, but we know this shot here is against the Ramban. So if it's an underlying assumption against the Ramban also, then Berenicha. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban says, what's the svara of Shmuel? Remember, we passed it like Shmuel. Katan is Zohar Lachir. What's the svara of Shmuel? Why can't a Katan be Zohar Lachir? So says the Ramban. Says the Ramban here. Milson is Shmuel. Lam shim she'in lo das. Elam shim she'in yad the Katan lizkos lachir and li'olam. It's not because it's too hard for the katan to understand. It's not because you need more das to be zocha lachir than to be zocha la'atzmo. No, it's just because a katan doesn't have a yad to be zocha lachir. A katan has no mechanism to be zocha for someone else. Why not? In the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim were talking for him. But you could also have said, because there is no societal need. You could also have said, just because he's in the Pachas Lipos and he's not the Pachas Lipos, right? So I think he's not going to lot for here.
What's the point of all these classifications that they're constantly? Yeah, it sounds like that he's got the ability to distinguish, which is it sounds more like a das thing than he does about a yad.
No. Rabasi said, when he has the ability to distinguish, not only know the difference between Torah and Eglos, but bring it back to you in a week. He has so much das of Mizoch Lachir. Clearly, Shmuel says you need a certain level of das of Mizoch Lachir. Rabasi says Mizoch Lachir. When Shmuel says you're wrong, is he saying you're wrong because I admit you need a certain level of das, but you need such a high level of das you need to be bar mitzvah? It basically, is he saying, I don't think that's enough das? That's not enough. What you think is enough das, I think is not enough das. Think he might have enough das, but it's just there's no mechanism to bring zocha lachir. Meaning he's lot for this baras shmuel. Is he saying that ein lekatan das lizkos lachir? Because you understand, lizkos lachir needs more das than to be zocha for yourself. If I'm getting something for myself, that has that's waiting for that. I'm getting something myself. It's pretty intuitive. But if I'm getting something for someone else, that's very abstract. I'm taking something that belongs to someone else. That's very abstract. It could be that when it's so abstract that I don't have enough das for. Or is what the Ramban says. Says the Ramban, he might have das. Says the Ramban, it's not only doesn't have das, he doesn't have das. But he doesn't have a yad, meaning it's just a formal problem. There is no mechanism for him to be zochem for others. Ein lo yad lizkos la'achirim, meaning there's no mechanism. Okay, what's an afkamina? I think this Rashba only makes sense if you say not like the Rabbi. If the problem is formal mechanism, then you should ask, is he formally being zocha la'achir or zocha la'atzmo? But if you say it's a problem of das, if you say the concern is das, then the Rashba makes perfect sense. I have no das. I don't, if I'm not 12 yet or 13, I don't have enough das for me to take something and be zocha for Morty, you know, all the way, 20 blocks away. I also don't have das to take something for myself, but it's really a harama and it's really for someone else, but it's really for myself and it's very confusing. And you have to be, have learned in yeshiva to understand what's going on. A harama is very confusing. Even if I'm taking something formally for myself, but it's really for someone else, that's a very confusing thing to do, to say, oh, it's very simple, just take this for yourself. Of course, wink, wink, when you're taking it for yourself, that's in order to be potent and mice and shamey for me. But of course, it's for yourself, so I don't pay homage. Very hard, abstract thing to keep track of. So I think that the Rashba makes a lot of sense here. Nika Rashba Bechule. He says that if it's a matter of das, then a harama is just as hard to understand as a real skill out there. Right? Harama is, if not more, just as hard to understand, if not more so, as a real zechiyah la'achirim. Yeah, it's abstract. It's very complex. Of course, anything we're doing that is for you but not for you is very hard for a katan to understand. Who cares about the formal? It's a matter of das. Who cares what it is formally? We care what we're trying to put our heads around it. If you say through Ramban that it is a formal problem, then you would just say one of the other shatim. Rashba v'kuli. It just depends. And then you say, well, the other pshatim, whether formally the katan is zocha la'atzmo or Zochel La'achirim. So basically, what's nice about this Rashba is, and it's interesting, the Rabban is two pshat, but neither of them are this Rashba. The Rabban will shitase. If you say Shmuel's problem is that it's just formally, there's no mechanism to do it, then formally to be Zochel Atmo, there's a mechanism to be Zochel yourself, there's no mechanism to be Zochel someone else. I don't care what it seems like, what you think about it. I just care what you're doing. But if you say the Rashba, if you say the other side, Shmuel's problem is you don't have enough das, then the Rashba makes a lot of sense. Then the Rashba makes a lot of sense. You don't have enough das to be authentically Zochel Achirim. You also don't have enough das to take a ride. You're looking for yourself, which is really for Achirim and only double murder, but legal loopholes. Correct, correct. I said, if you, the Rashba, what do you mean by according to Tosfos?
I mean, it's
correct, correct. Now, I just want to add one. Okay, so this is basically the four ways of reading. The Rav Chaim in the very, very long piece, which is very, very complex. And, you know, I'm not sure I am a top of this John of the Rama, because it's just maybe a little too fancy. But the one, in one little piece that Rav Chaim deals with Arzuk, and says, else, right? Basically, the Rav Chaim asks the same lashon as all the Rishonim, if I recall correctly. He says, what's the Zochel Achir? There is no Zochel Achir. So again, one answer was, there is a Zochel Achir, but it's behind the scenes of Lachir, so it's very complex and it's hard to pass. Or there's no Zochel Achir, it's an indirect proof. Or, too often, why there is Zochel Achir. Says Rav Chaim, he points out a fascinating Gemara in Meruba, right? Daf Samachtes, Samachtes, maybe this is by Samachtes already. Daf Samachtes in Baba Kama. They discuss Pidyon Meister Sheni. I can't be Poder Meister Sheni, She'eno Bershitzi. Even if I own Meister Sheni, I can't be Poder it if it's not in my possession. Just like I can't be Machdish something that's not in my possession. Basically, Pidyon Meister Sheni is like Hektish. I need possession in order to do it. I certainly need ownership in order to do it. Meaning, only an owner has the right to be Poder Meister Sheni. In that way, it's a little similar to Truma. Only the owner has the right to be Machdish Truma. And as we'll get to in another blot, it could be that someone else, my big machlokes is Rishonim, and one blot from here and getting, it could be that someone else can be Machdish Truma for my stuff with my permission. But they need my permission. Right? Says Rav Chaim, you can't be Poder someone else's Meister Sheni without their permission. Not like Hektish. If, you know, Yehuda was Machdish his, you know, his car to Bedek Abayis, that's far. He can buy it from Hektish, and he has no connection. Meister Sheni, what do you mean? It's still his Meister Sheni. He's the one who has the right and obligation to eat it in Philae, not someone else. Even when it's not your Meister Sheni, even if Meister Sheni is Momon Gavoa, it's considered not yours. It's still yours. You have the right to go up and eat this in your Philae. No one else can take it and eat it. That would be stealing. So, no one else can even be Poder your Meister Sheni is the finish without your permission. That's Rav Chaim's assumption, which is a well-founded assumption, since the Gemara says you need to be Shalom and Bershusa in order to be Poder Meister Sheni. That would be the case. If someone steals my Meister Sheni, I can't be Poder anymore, because even though it's mine, it's not mine enough. It's not in my possession, and I don't have enough control to be Poder. Says Rav Chaim, you need permission of the Bailim in order to be Poder Meister Sheni. Therefore, he says, all Pidyon Meister Sheni, even if you're not formally being Poder for someone else, is considered acting for someone else because you need their authorization to do it. You have to do it under their aegis with their authorization. Meaning, he's trying to sort of rescue the Tosos here a little, right? Tosos says, of course, you have here, she's being Zoka on behalf of the other. She's being Poder the Peros for him. And why did everyone else not say like Tosos? Who says she's being Poder the Peros for him? Why can't she just be Poder the Peros for herself and then give it to him as a matana later? Or not even give it to him as a matana later. Just be Poder the Peros for herself. And then whoever eats it, and she doesn't even have to formally give it to him as a matana. We all know who's in charge of the house. Right? So says Rav Chaim, very, very cleverly, he says that maybe this is a little bit alive behind, you know, it's a little different than Tulsa, the same approach. She's doing something for him. Why does she have to do something for him? Why not just be Poder for herself? The answer is, even when she's Poder for herself,
she's still doing it with his authorization under his authority. She still needs his authority to do it. And when you and using someone else's authority is called local achir. And says Rukayim, afilo em tifta es amayser li atzma kevon ditzarech rishos bailem koshev hizefia la'achirim. Not zechia la'achirim that she's acquiring it and now it becomes his. Zechia la'achirim that she's acquiring it with his authority. She's acquiring it using his authority. That's considered a maisel achirim. Again, this line of Rukayim is probably what everyone else would disagree with. Or there could be others also. He says that, let me just find the line. They came in opinion my shane told with by them my sip the other rack shall by them kochum and die to can shopper maker is so khala akhiram. She says I should go a little earlier. The gam in the farish that even if we say she's not acquiring anything, still sits in your shows to the bylem, therefore it's considered like Zafia Lachirim. Okay, so this is basically the four ways of reading our Gemara. So either Zohar Lachirim on site, she gets the money for Hekdesh once the profits, or she's pulled to the Piros for the Adon and the second step, and that's Lachirim. And Rav Chaim says, even if she's not pulled to the Piros for the Adon, it's still considered Zohar Lachirim because she's using his authority to do it. She's doing it under his authority. She's not, even if she's not doing it for his benefit, she's doing it under his authority, and that's considered a Maisa Lachirim.
So why is there no Chomish?
Hang on. The Ose Maisa Lachirim. Why is there no Chomish? There's no Chomish because it's her money. Dami says, as long as it's someone else's money, there's no Chomish. Or say like Dorman, or say like the Rasku Udimei. Okay, I think I'm ready to move on to the next part of the Sugya, if that's okay with the Choshiva Oilam. Okay. Okay, so it's very subtle. We're not going to get into it now. Let's go on to the Gorilla. Rava, summarizing. Give this Bekatan. Three pages of Bekatan, and we'll see that they're parallel in Katana. Katan being non-marriage in Yonim, and Katana being Katana and marriage in Yonim. Swerve is Oracle, Ergis, but no load, Zokal Atzon, Zokal Achirim. Right? Everyone agrees to that. Everyone agrees that that is Zohar Lachirim and Zohar Lachirim. The question is just, there another age called Masir Lachar Shah, and Ravitz, your path, and like Shmuel, and Ravitz, there is no such other age. That's why it's not one of his three levels. Okay, at the level of Torah of Zohar, Eggs Benotlo, he can be Zohar for himself, but not for others. Connected to Ketanim is Kadesh Lomiyon, and in our Gersa, that's the age that a Ketanim is Kadesh Lomiyon. What does that mean? A Ketana, her father, can be Kadesh Lomiyon Dorais. What if she has no father? Either because she literally has no father, the father died, or what's called the Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. She is legally considered an orphan, even though her father's alive, because she had already had not only Kedushin, but Nisuin once. Once she has Nisuin, she leaves her father to Rishos, and if she then gets divorced or widowed, she no longer has a father with any special authority over her. So then the Rabbanim made a takana. This poor girl, again, nowadays it seems like a strange takana because, you know, you get arrested if you marry up a girl who's left in the 12 years old. But in those days,
what about Gioris?
What about a Gioris under 12 years old? And I'm not sure. Maybe the same rule would apply. But in those days, you know, sometimes you problem. Suddenly, if she actually didn't physically have a father to watch over her, she could be taken advantage of, and or whatever. It could just be so simple as there's no one to give her food to eat. So you want to marry her off. So they made a takana that, right, the mother and brothers could marry her off. It says, Mafurish to the Mishnah, Bamas Midaita. She needs to agree. And that's called Kedushin Kadesh Lamion. It's not a real Kedushin Daraisa. It's not even a real Kedushin Darabanan with all the trappings of Kedushin Daraisa. It's a special low level Kedushin Darabanan. What makes it a special low level Kedushin? That unlike a real Kedushin, which needs to get to dissolve it, this is called Mitzkadesh Lamion. It can be dissolved through Mion anytime she just goes in front of two Adam and says, I refuse to stay in this marriage. the marriage is over. It could be undone just with her Hebrew kala. Okay, that was the Neshlamiyum. Continuing, Hapeutos. Peutos, the Gemara says, is some age between 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. Some of their Rishonim don't quote all those ages. You know, I'm not sure why they pick random snippets. But basically, the Gemara says 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10, depending on how sharp they are. But the Chorah, when they understand, you know, how money works, Mekha, Memkar, they can buy and sell them at Taltalin, which are not such a big deal. And that was kind of the Rabbana made for them, Shubchai Nefesh, they'd be able to live. After all, the simple shot is this is only if they don't have a father or apotropos to take care of them. Only if they're independent. If, let's say, the katan's living on his own, maybe he has a father, but okay, the father's not around. You know, if the katan's living on his own, how's he going to go to the grocery store and buy food? Right, he's going to, so therefore they made the katan, Mecha, Mekar, Mem, Kerm, and Taltlin, and Kenegna Mektana, she can receive a get, even if her father is Mekabel Kedushin. What does that mean? If her father is Mekabel Kedushin, she's married Midoraisa. Even though she's married Midoraisa, and she's not yet Bas Mitzvah, she can still receive a get. Because since a woman is doesn't need Das for Gerushin, therefore, I mean, that was our Mishnah, or the Gemara right after our Mishnah. That's Ketana, Yudas, Lishmar, Skita, Miska, Reshes. Okay, and the debate here, of course, is just reviewing what we said earlier, is that only if her father's dead, because if her father's alive, it's only his yad, or no, even if her father's alive, it's also his yad, that's called Naravuad and Ketanah, we're not going to chazer that now. Third age, Higula Onas Nedarim, Nedreim Nederek Deshan Hekdesh, Utenegim Ketanah Choletzes, Onas Nedarim Alpipshat means, in a special bit, it might even be Doraisa. Machlokas, whether Mokla Samachla Ishta Raisa or Mokla Samachla Ishta Rabbanan, simple shot as we pass it, is Midoraisa, that a year before Bar Bat Mitzvah, even though for everything else in the Torah, the Katan or Tana doesn't count Midoraisa, their Nidorim are valid. We definitely know the Pasuk of Ish Ki Yafli, there's a special din even before you're exactly an Ish, even if you're Samachla Ish, even a Hafla, that Samachla Ish is still a valid Nidor. And then a ketan is old enough to do chalitza. Okay, and then even though there's three midos b'katan, there's a fourth midah b'gadol, the limkar b'nechsei avah, sheven esrim, and which doesn't have a parallel. But to sell his father, the property inherited from his father, he has to be 20 years old. That we made l'chor, that's the kind of rabbanan, that until you're really, really mature and understand business, we're not sell your rishah, because that would really undercut you. Okay, yes.
Is there anything to be medayik from all the examples of the ketanas and not ketanim?
Well, because they only apply to a ketana, right? Meaning, kedushin miyan is only for a ketana. There is no parallel for a katan. What about a katan who wants to get married who's not yet bar mitzvah? Tough luck. Wait till he's bar mitzvah. No rush. What about obviously the get? It's not shayach. An ish is only midarsh midaito. It has to be bar mitzvah. Choletzetz is an interesting one. You know, because if you're all a boy does chalitza and a girl does chalitza, at least according to Rabbi Tam, it makes sense because you need an adult man to do chalitza, but you don't need an adult woman. According to everyone else, it's going to be a little bit of a tzorach. You know why they picked a girl, and the answer is going to be just to make the pattern work. Because a girl's age is different than boys, but you know, when we get to, we'll explain the four ways of reading Onas Nedarim and Choletzes. Now, what's the big machlokas here? The big machlokas here is the girsa, right? What is the girsa? Which two things get switched in some girsas?
Threshing
and
division. It's
got the shed and the rish, and everything else is the same, right? Who can we, if you want to put a name on each girsa, whose name would you put on each girsa? Obviously, it's a subjective question. Here, what do we have here? We have Svor Vizorko, Egos Indolo, and here we have Peutos. So what's our girsa say? Our girsa says Miskadeshet Limbiyon and Miskareshes. Right, let's say even better. Again, without getting into, you know, mekabeles b'kidu miskaresh. That's fine. But the lashem miskareshes b'kidu she'av nika. Again, the kidu she'av nika, even the kidu she'av nika. Okay, whose gear says this?
Right.
Rashi and many others. Who are we going to attribute the opposite girsa to?
The Rif.
The Rif, right? The Rif is the class. Again, it's a subject of question. Well, the Rishonim say the girsa of the Rif. Right? It's Rashi versus the Rif. Says the Rif, no, the younger age. But the younger age is Miskareshes. Kidushe Aviha. And the older age is Miskadeshes Lemion. Okay, just who goes with Rashi? Who is on our Makor sheet? Who agrees with Rashi? Who agrees with Rashi? The Ravid agrees with Rashi? No, I don't think so. The Rush was not on Makor sheet, but that's true. Tosfos, how do we know Tosfos agrees with Rashi? Tosfos on Samach Dalam and Bey says, Kol Shem Avchenes Ben Gittol Davar Acher, which is about the age of Gerushin. Hi, no kippu utos. Gershon is putos, right? Tosin. He didn't make a big deal of it. He probably didn't know there was a different Gershon. Rashi, Tosos, Rush. Okay. Who does the Ravid always yell at for agreeing with the French people? Who does the Ravid always yell at for agreeing with the French people? The Lama Ratzel, Hachle Gershon, Go'onim Zal, Begirsas, Harav Tsarfati. We want to abandon our the following the Tsarfati being Rashi.
Right? The Balamor.
Or very, very often among all the Chachmei Provence, he is the most chashud to follow the Ashkenazi, and the Ravid loves calling him out on this. The Ramban doesn't. I don't think the Ramban is the chip on his shoulder against following Ashkenazi. Ravid loves to call him out on this and say, why are you selling our birthright for a bowl of lentil soup? Why are you always following the Tsarfatim? That's often the phrase he uses. So the Baal Hamor is on this side. And the Baal Hamor is made it, even though it's he made different things, different places, at least by us, the Baal Hamor made that we had Rashi's Gersa until Rav Haigon came along and changed it. So at least, according to Baal Hamor, I mean, the Ravid thinks, no, what are you talking about? No Gaonim ever had this Girsa. But at least some Gaonim might have had this Girsa, and one Gaon we know had this Girsa, who was before Rav Haigon. Which Gaon do we know have this Girsa? We could have looked it up, but even if we don't look it up, if we look in the Tosfos Rid here, he quotes, okay, some people in this room could sympathize with me that getting a little hard to read the Tosfos Rid. But give me a second. Where do you see the? Here we are. Aval ba'al halachas gedolos gors epcha behelpas miyon. Gabi tzorv zoker eri zonot mas ganeshes lo miyon. Gabi hu'utas miskarech v'kidushi aviha. He quotes the Bahag, and I looked it up. It's there in the Bahag, black and white. Right? So, maybe that's representative that the Baal Hamor wasn't, I mean, not that I'd be hoshitive. He wasn't lying, right? Obviously. You could say you don't like his pshatim, right? But he wouldn't lie. The Bahag and I guess the other Gaonim put in the had Rashi's Girsa. So the Rashi's Girsa also has ancient roots. Okay, who had the Rif's Girsa? Who had the Rif's Girsa? The Rav Haigon. If you're going to the Gaonim, the Rav Haigon. Right? Who did the Rid quote as the bridge from the Gaonim had the Rif's Girsa? Rabbeinu Hananel, right? Yeah. We don't have Rabbeinu Hananel getting. He quoted Rabbeinu Hananel. The Tosfos Rid. Agrees with that in the end. The Rambam, possibly that way. Right, flat out. In Hilchos Kiddushin by Mion, he says, what's the age of Kiddushin Mion? And he says, Pu'utos. The Ramban's Maskana seems pretty clear this way. The Rashba seems to hold this way. Okay, that's enough.
Okay, maybe he's not so explicit, but that definitely seems to be what he means. Okay, so it's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas. Let me just ask a simple question. What is the why? What's the svara for each shita? Let's start with Rashi. Why would you be so young, like 2 years old in this Kaddish Lami? It sounds a little crazy. But you need to be old, so maybe even 10, you know, or not super sharp, in order to receive a get. What would be the svara? After all, Yishimina is Darabana, so they're not such high standards. But getting that's Da'oraisa. For Da'oraisa, we need to have very high standards. Maybe Darabana versus Da'oraisa. Right? So what's the Svara? So one way you could say is this is Darabana. This is Da'oraisa. Darabanan versus Da'oraisa. However, the Baal Hamor in Yevamos, over here, there were Rami's with Baal Hamor in Yevamos, has a different shot. Why does he have a different shot? Because Rav Hanina ben Antignos. What did Rav Hanina ben Antignos say? He says, Kol she'eni yodas lishmar es kidusheha has no kidushemion. She has to be old enough to be lishmar kidusheha. Mm-hmm. What does the Argamar say? How old do you have to be to receive a get?
Lishmar Skita.
It's the same Lashon. Lishmar Skita, Lishmar Skidushel. If it's the same Lashon, why should it be two different things? Good question. If it's the same Lashon, why should it be two different things? Right? Question of Lashon. Lishmar Skita, Lishmar Skidushel. It should be, if it's the same Lashon, why should it be two different things? So, one answer. So what does the Baal Hamor say? And again, it's funny that over here he goes to the Gersos, he just doesn't bother to tell us what he said in Yevamos. I guess he figures, if we got the get, we already learned Yevamos. He says the Gersos, says Rashi's al. And then he says Yesh Matartzen, which we'll come back to, etc. Right? So now, what is his answer? What is his answer? Basically, there's this fundamental equation. We have to get out of the equation, like in addition to Svara, we have to deal with the fact that it's the same Lashon Lishmar Skita Lishmar Es Kiddusheha. So what does the Baal Hamor say? Says the Baal Hamor. Says the Baal Hamor. What's the Baal Hamor's big chiddush within Rashi's Girsa? What's his big chiddush? Someone summarize me the big chiddush of the Baal Hamor within Rashi's Girsa. That the difference in age between Kiddushin and Gerushin is not, but is rather, it's not Midoraisa. This age for Gerushin is not Doraisa. Mm-hmm. The age for Gerushin is only Darabanan. Says the Baal Hamor. This is the basic age. Says Baal Hamor here. No. Midoraisa. She's Miskareshes. Big Gil. Swar. Mizorkova Fuli. Really, they're the same. Da'oraisa, a very young age, is old enough to enter to Ishus and to leave Ishus. And that is Yodas Lishmor Skita. After all, what's Yodas Lishmor Skita? Mavchenes Ben Gidl Davar Acher. Mavchenes Ben Gidl Davar Acher is the same as Mavchenes Ben Tzor. Two things, right? And that. So why in our Gemara do we say you need Pe'utos? Rak midrabanan lechatzila aser legaresh ad gil peutos. That's midrabanan lechatzila. Why? Inspired by the Gemara that we mentioned last time, about the Shota and Yevamos. Why midrabanan lechachila should you wait for Peutos?
So she won't come back again.
No, I'm not coming back, and it's necessary with the Raisa. Apparently, the Torah Zoka is good enough. Is good enough for that. So they Kadesh lishmar gita lishmar atzma. Exactly. Shesh, you know lishmar atzma. You think a ketana can't lishmar atzma? I was going to tell them no ketana can lishmar atzma. No, that's the lishmar atzma. But say that anywhere. The Gemara of lishmar gita lishmar atzma talking about different level of shotas. Doesn't say anything about ages. He says, you know, Pelutos and Lishmar Atzma. What is Lishmar Atzma? It doesn't mean she can fight away, a big, strong man. It means that she understands when a man's intentions are despicable or dishonorable. And, you know, she can shout, leave me alone. You know, and then someone will hear her. Or she can run home as fast as her legs can carry her. She's your das, Lishmar Atzma. Today, I remember, Lishmar Atzma is only Drabana. Mita writes a Lishmar Gita, whether it's Vinasa Biyadar, whether it's Mishaf Hozeres, is not talking about protecting herself from dishonorable men. It's just talking about understanding she got to get, / she's no longer married to Plomi. Only Midrabanan, what it say, just like by Ashota, what it say by Ashota and Yevamos, Mita Araisa, she can only be divorced if she understands she's divorced. But Midrabanan, you can't divorce her unless she's old enough to protect herself from predators and. Likewise, not that Mita Raisa should divorce Egos the Notlots for Vizorko, if she understands that, to be understand she's divorced. But Midrabanan, Lechadchila, it's also to be Megarish her until she can protect herself from predators, because you don't want to have this terrible Mitchell. And therefore, today, She Tuchal Lishmar Es Atzma. He basically says this is the age of Lishmar Es Atzma, and that's Midrabanan. So that's two ways. And if we then ask, how do we deal with Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos versus Samach Dalar and Beis, that they're both called Lishmar, how do we, these are two ways of explaining the Svara. How do we then, but the reason why he differed in the Svara is because if how do you deal with the Lashon, how do you deal with the same lashon? Oh, which is going to be an equal problem for anyone. No one is in here since the same age. They have to be gimel midos, right? Same lashon of lishmar gita and lishmar kiddushaha. No problem, said the Balamor. This is lishmar kiddushaha, and this is lishmar gita, and they're the same age. The Pu'utos not Lishmar Gita, that's Lishmar Zatzma. Says Midrabanan, Lishmar Esatzma. Okay, Shalom El Yisrael. what are you going to say if you don't see the Balamor? I mean, the Balamor is a big kiddush. No one agrees with the Balamor. No one says. Anyone who discusses the Balamor says he's not true, says he's wrong. And obviously, Rashi, you can't tell us to discuss Balamor. But it's obvious they don't think it's the way of Zerah Garbana. It's clear they think this is an Ikra Din. That there's not a later Zerah. There's not a later Zerah Midrabanan. As Tosu says, Mavchenes ben Gidol Dover Acher is Pu'utos. He's not saying like the Balamor. He's saying, no, Yodas Lishmar Skito, which the Gemara translates as Mavchenes ben Gidol Dover Acher, is Pu'utos, not Pu'utos, the later Garbana. So what are Rashi and Tosos would be making to say? L'chor, they have to say is that Lishmor's Kiddushaha and Lishmor's Gita are different. It's you need to be older to be Lishmor's Gita than to be Lishmor's Kiddushaha. Why? I know we're thinking in our head. Don't remember, many Yishrani Sfarad said, Ipcha gave us lots of Sfaras, why you need to be older Lishmor Kiddushaha? And Tvodim Mekom HaMunach, according to their Masorah. But here's where, what does Lishmor means? Lishmor is about all about Mavchenes. Right? Lishmar is all about Mavchenes. Now let's think about it. Mavchenes ben Tzwar le'egos. What about Kiddushah? What are we doing Kiddushah? I give her a money or something worth money. What does she have to know how to distinguish between something worth money? Like, once I give a woman Kiddushah, right? I give her, remember, it's a pruta b'shava pruta, right? I can give her is there anything, once I gave her that shekel, is there anything special about that shekel that she has to do with it differently than any other shekel after Kiddushin? No, she can go to the candy store and buy and pop for the shekel, right? Meaning, I did Kiddushin. That was a big deal. But a shekel is a shekel. Lishmas Kiddushal means she has to understand that a shekel is different than a pebble. Because if you bring the pebble to the girl, store, they're not going to give you a lollipop. And the shekel is worth money. You can trade it for lollipops and lots of other important things, right? It's not so hard to know the difference between Kiddushin and something else, because Kiddushin is something which has, I know you'll tell me philosophically, a shekel only has abstract value based on the conventions of society, but we all know it's something which has objective, clear, it's something which has clear, apparent value. How about get? Mavchen has been gita
with the rafter. Is that necessarily true with like the upshar and the other?
Assume we're talking about Kiddushin. Kiddushin is Kesef, so let's assume that. That's a good point. What's the Kiddushin, Kiddushin, Kesef? Right? But even, oh, you're right, Shtar would work. But get, to know the difference between a get and something else, what does it mean? A get is not useful for something. Not like you can't bring it to the grocery store and do anything with it. It's not even terribly useful. Like, what can you do with a get? You can't eat it. You can't, you know, a get is very abstract. This piece of paper looks like every other piece of paper. The difference is this piece of paper has writing on it that implies a certain halos. Mm-hmm. Another piece of paper doesn't imply that halos. And as Rashi says, don't think it means she'll take another piece of paper if she loses her get. No, she has to understand the get is different than the piece of paper. What I'm basically claiming that is that lishmar means not, lishmar doesn't mean to guard something to not lose it. Lishmar means to understand how it's different than a different pavements. Kiddushin is very, you should understand how it's different than different chaypets. It's a valuable item, that's not a valuable item. Get is not a valuable item, right? In regards to the get, that's not shavakruta. It's not a valuable item. It just has writing in it that's very legally crucial. Much harder to understand that this writing is legally crucial. And this, you know, to understand that. One second. To understand that this is something which is really useful for writing with. And this is not, this is garbage. I can be 2 years old or 1.5 years old and understand that very well. To understand that this piece of paper is really important because it tells you what you have to prepare for shiur. And, you know, this piece of paper.
This paper.
And right. And this is this piece of paper. It's sucks of something, but doesn't tell you what to prepare for shiur. You know, or halacha, you're supposed to prepare for the masifta. So, again, this is the opposite world the other Rishonim saying there. So, the Rishonim, I haven't even found this full discussion to Rishonim. I think why? Because it's obvious. So, why am I wasting time? I don't know. But here it's question. If Lishmar equals Lahamchen, right? Then how do you explain Lashon? I mean, the Svar is easy. Darabanan, or Marmekel, Daraisa, we're very, very strict about. But how do they explain Lashon? Which then might mean that it's not just about Darabanan, Daraisa. It's about appreciating what you get. Okay. Lehav. What was this? The wrong one?
Are her brother and her mother doing this for her, not herself?
Give me a second. Lehav bin Bain. Dover Dvar Shovi Lidavar She'eno Shaveh is Kal Lehavin Bain Mashmaot Shtar Linear Ater is very hard. And that's how it fits the Lashon. I'm just answering the Lashon. The Lashon of Lishmar, because Lishmar equals Lahavkin. How do we know Lishmar equals Lahavkin? That's not my fault. It's not Rashi's fault. Like, I'm going to take responsibility for saying Lishmar means Lahavkin. Okay, so I think even you can, what the Baal Mor does, says the same Lashon is really the same din. It must be Tosefus and Darbanan. But Rashi and Tosefus don't seem to say that. Tosefus clearly not that way. No, you could say that there's really a fundamental difference. There's really a fundamental difference. And the fundamental difference is due to the fact that even though it's the same lashon, one thing is easier to guard, the other thing is harder to guard. So we've answered the Svar and the Lashon.
what my question about is the father and the brother doing it for her?
You mean the mother and brother? There is no father.
Sorry, mother and the brother.
Aha. But it's yes, but it still means Vodaita. It's before the mission Ibamas that she needs to agree. It's before she needs to agree. And therefore, they say, what age can she agree? At the age when she can be shown with she knows the age when she can agree. Okay, let's take the other. What's the svara of the other tzad? It's pretty easy to say what's the svara of the risk here. So why should we need a higher age for Kiddushin Milah, which is only Rabbanim, than for Geirushin, which is not Raisa? What's the obvious svara? Midaito versus Balkarcha, right? Pretty pashut, right? This is Balkarcha. Balkarcha. Now, she needs to know she is Bishalcha. She needs to know, but she doesn't need to agree. Over here, it says Midaito. This is Midaito. To have her know what happened, she could be a very young age. To have her agree to do it, she needs to be a higher age. That is pretty poshut. The only question is, how do you deal with the lashon? It says lishmar, and it says lishmar. And it says lishmar. So how do you deal with the lashon? So how do you deal with this lashon? What does the... what does anyone say? What do you say? How do you deal with the lush? In fact, it's the same lashon. So one option could be, it's the same lashon, but it means two different things. It's the same lashon, but it means two different things. Okay, we're going to, you know, and all these things, you could divide it into 12 pshatim if you want, or into 3 pshatim if you want, depending on how finely you subdivide in general. Maybe it means two different things. Maybe lishmor in why kiddushin means to guard, and lishmor in gittin does not mean to guard. It just means to recognize. Who says that?
It's the same Torah than the other
time. Correct. But here it says recognize, recognize. Says the Ramban, give me... What?
Like lishmor tradition. She needs to hang on long enough that she recognizes the value.
That's the wrong direction. That's the wrong direction. What is the Ramban saying? What the Ramban says is, let me read you the Ramban in Yevamos. He says, give me a second. That's not the Ramban in Yevamos. This is the
the beginning of says lishmor lishmor. Her pirshim of rice is she ain't a tirshi as lishmor is gita shmir ba'ula. El kol shem of chenes ben gitul davar acher zesiul gersar beinu.
He says no. You have to go by the Torah spell pen, not just the rices. By what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara samfal and beis ketani das lishmor is gita miskareshes. The ainzo he ketani das lishmor is gita. Okay, continuing the rice. Kol she .. What it really means is kol shem avchenes ben gitol davar acher. Why does the price have to say avchenes ben gitol davar acher? What it means to say is don't think it means shmira. It really only means havchana. But by kiddushin, no one ever said in Rav Tignos that what does it mean shmira? It means havchana. Based on what the Rabban is saying, the Tosfos is saying the same thing. Says the Tosfos Shred, give me a little capital home here to read the Tosfos Shred. He says, Shmiras HaKiddushin Shmira Yafa V'lov Chana B'Alma. Shmiras HaKiddushin is Mamash Shmira. You have to be Shomer something, needs responsibility. Where did it just go?
Shmira Taget Ein Elefisha.
It doesn't have to say Ezohi. What does Shmira mean? Shmira means Shmira. You trust someone as a shomer if they're 4 years old? Oh, I feel mature. Shmira Saget, Shinu Alav Chana B'Yama, who took the fire marriage. But they have to explain what Shmira Saget means, because it's not literally Shmira, it's only a Chana B'Yama. What he's saying is they use the same phrase, but they mean two different things with it. So they use the same phrase in two places, like a borrowed phrase. They borrowed a phrase from one place to another, and then people start to get confused and think it meant the same thing. So then they had to go back and explain. Exactly. What did the English word skita?
Don't think we mean it literally. We just borrowed that from Kedusha, but actually means something else. Right? So what did he say? One answer is the Ramban and the Rid. They're saying that by Gerushin, it's Havchana B'Alma. Shmira equals Havchana B'Alma. But by Kedushin, Shmira equals Shmira Me'ula Mamish. And again, I'm assuming, here I'm speculating, there's some process. There's Lishmar and Kedusha, and then they borrowed the phrase for Lishmar Skita, and then they said, no, realize you don't need to Mamish Mishmar Skita. It's enough to be Mavchan Skita. What are they saying? Get is Balkorcha, which is a lower level of Das. What level of Das that she knows what it is? But she doesn't have to be able to be on Viral Akharsha. However, by Kiddushin, you need a higher level of Das. By Kiddushin, you need to Mamish, be able to be Shomer Shmir Ba'ula. Why? Now, here, I'm going to admit, I could speculate for the rest of the day, but I won't. I'll just be Rames. Did that actually have anything to do with anything? Like, is it just, well, this is one kind of Shmir, another kind of Shmir, one is good enough for Mark, one is good enough for Midaita? Or does Kiddushin actually have something to do with Shmir Ba'ula? Means maybe the whole point of Kedusha Kesed is that she has something that she can use for a long time if she wishes. Okay, I'll leave that. That is what the Ramban says. However, the Rashba or already the Yesh Omrim in the Balamor says it a little differently. What does the Balamor say? He brings three pshatim. He has his own pshat, which is he likes Rashi's Yirsa, but within the Rif's Yirsa, he gives two pshatim in Yavamos. What does he say in Yavamos? He says Yesh Omrim. Ready? One second. Where'd it go? V'yesh matartzim, etc. I'll get back to that in a second. V'yesh matartzim, yishmirs kedushin yosem gedol mishmirs aget nishishmav kesef u'shmei kesef. Well, shmirs kedushin is harder, because shmirs kedushin has kesef. Because shmirs kedushin has kesef, and it's hard to guard kesef for a long time. And the Rashi says something similar to this. The Rashi goes in front of the Rashi. You know what Shmir's Kiddusha means? Shmir's get that just means you hold your get. How long does it hold the get? Meaning, a get's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. Again, if you really focus on havchana, maybe havchana of something worthless is harder than havchana of something which is worth money. But shmir of something which is worthless is much easier than shmir of something worth money. If the get isn't actually worth any money, how hard is it to be shomer? No one's trying to steal it. No one's trying to rip her off. But kedusha is worth money. Money's hard to be shomer. There are people out there to get your money, right? What did P.T. Barnum say? A katan and his money are soon parted. He never said a katan and his worthless piece of paper are soon parted.
Isn't it the heifer that the things that you value, you guard more?
But it's harder to guard because there's more pressure. And the Rashba, I'll just say, the Rashba takes it further. He says, what does it mean to guard money? It doesn't just mean to guard money, like to make sure you don't lose it. It means you have to know how you buy things with it, you sell things with it, you make good decisions. Let's say he gives her for a kedushin, a gold coin. We nowadays call it 500 shekel. So in order to guard 500 shekel doesn't just mean you have to know how to put it on your mattress. Means that you spend it wisely and you invest it wisely. And, being responsible for money is tricky. That's what he says here. The culture is told in Lishmar Kesed, Kilomar Betiv, Yechol Lishmar Kesed, Kedusha Kesed, Kilomar Betiv, Maso Maton. So Tobet Kesed, Kedusha, Maso Matana. After all, you're going to spend the Kesed Kedusha. So you have to spend wisely. That's much harder than keeping track of a piece of paper. Buy a little cotton. Guard. Make sure not to lose this piece of paper. Put it someplace safe for secure. If I tell him, make sure not to waste your 500 shekel bill. It's much harder. So basically, if Thesbi, Rashba, now the Rid also has some Ramas in this, but I don't think that's his main point. Thesbi, Rashba, and the Yesh Omrim in the Yesh Mefarshim, I believe, in the Baal Hamor, in Yavamos, and the Rashba and others, they say it's both Shmira. But Shmiras Shave Kesef is kasha, and it involves knowing a little tiv maso matam, which is exactly the point of the utos. But shmiras niar bi'alma is kal, because
How much of the, you can spend it anyway. All you can do is put it in your under your mattress. So put it on your mattress and shop. You don't have to worry. That's what we think of. Why does anyone want to take it? So basically, in answering the technical lashon, you could do shmira and say, but shmira is harder, needs a higher. Sorry, I got this backwards, of course. What I meant to say is that shmiras niyar bi'alma is pal, but shmiras pesef, or tmei pesef, is very hard. And maybe it means you have to know how to spend it well. So basically, say shmira, then it makes sense that you need a high reach for shmira's kedushin, and that's hard to be shonker. If it's a shmira versus avchana, then shmira needs a higher age than avchana, because shmira is harder than just knowing what it's the avchana, then for sure, it's earnestness needs a higher age, because it's harder to be matfin. However, the one last one I want to point out here is the ravid. And the ravid throws a, you know, throws a bomb into this. So yeah, interestingly, the ravid was offended. Was he justifiably offended or not? I think justifiably. Why? The ravid came with a new pshat that no one ever else said. But the Balamor Yavamo says he has three pshat. In the end, he agrees with Rashi and gives his fancy pshat of Rashi. And that's what the Mochamos here disagrees with without telling you what it is. And it's a little hard to follow the Mochamos here. He said, oh, and don't think it has anything to do with Lishmor's Atma, etc. and Darabanan. That's ridiculous. Referring to their follow there. His third shot is himself within Rashi. His second shot is the Yishma Karchim within their rib. His first shot, and he says, the Yishma Tartan, Hosam, etc. And what does the Ravid say in the Kasav Shem? Their Kasav Shem, by the nickname they gave to the Ravid's Hasagas against the Balamor. So the original says Kasav Shem, etc. And this is what I say. So sometimes printed in the Vilna Shas, the Ravid has like, it's a cotton on the Balamor, and sometimes not printed in Shas. I just printed a book, Kasav Shem. I have a hard copy at home. I have not opened it since they put the Kasav Shem on the Bar Ilan many, many years ago. Just not such a great addition. Anyway, what does he say here? Yesh Betartzim, etc. says the Rambam. Says Shalim for Amar Lamed Hishana. This is my shot. I said 35 years ago. What do you mean Yesh Betartzim? Right? What happened to attributing your sources? And then he says, and why are you going to abandon the Rith and go with the Tzapatin anyway? So the Rambam is very curt here. That the Yesh Betartzim. They know the Yesh Betartzim and they're all wrong. I'll give you the real shot. You know, it's bad enough that you're saying the wrong shot and disagreeing with me. But don't call me Yesh Betartzim. I said this 35 years ago. Like, there was enough time for you to know who says, right? The Rambam was older. Okay, so the Rambam is very insulted. He says, he's finished 35 years ago. And then the Balamor wrote the Balamor. He wrote, I heard the Yesh Betartzim like that. He didn't bother to say his own neighbor in Provence, the Rambam, came up with this Einfall. But it was an Einfall. It was an Einfall in English. An insight. It doesn't do justice, though. But, it was a brilliant insight. Says the Ravid, and this is a big fakira. Says the Ravid, basically what the Ravid is doing is what the Ravid is doing is parallel to what the Balamor does. And why are we in parallel? He says, really, they're both Shorvazoko Egos and Notlo. Because Lishmar means Shorvazoko Egos and Notlo. What did the Ravid say? Says the Ravid. And he says this all over the place. He says this, I think, most clearly in the Ravid on the Rif here. But he also says twice in the Mishnah Torah. It's also on the Rambam on the Mishnah Torah, where he has lots of other technical details missing on that we don't have time to get into now. Says the Ravid, he says, this is the real age of Lishmar, Kita, or Kiddushah. And Miskareshes plus Mishadeshes Luminum. But he has the Rif's Girsa. Since this is the age of Mishadeshes Luminum. Mishadeshes Luminum, what do you mean by his same as the Balamor? He thinks Pu'utos is not the age of Lishmar's Ibis Kushal. It's something else, right? Not the age of Lishmar Eskidushal. So hold on. How can he simultaneously that Kiddushin Lamiyan is the age of Lishmar Kiddushah, which is 2 years old, and simultaneously Kiddushin Lamiyan is much older, 10 year old, not Lishmar Kiddushah? So he says there is, if not Seidinim, at least
Tetzas. What are the, he said there are two ways of doing Kiddushin Miyon. What are the two ways of doing Kiddushin Miyon?
The brother mother versus the girl herself.
Exactly. That's what Natan was pointing out before, and I kept saying I would get back to. Who actually does the Kiddushin Miyon? Who is in charge? It says clearly, Ladaita, you need her to agree. But, says the Ravid, you need her to agree. There are two ways she can agree. She can do it on her own, or she got to agree to what her relatives do. Says that's the difference. If she's agreeing to what her relatives do, then, and now again, you could say two handy tenses. Double on Gaba. If relatives are doing it, it's easier for Abdas and Yon. Rage, she's doing it herself, she were not. The Yamshel Shlomo, which I should have put in brackets, but I didn't. If you want to look it up, it's Yavoma's correct. You have Gimel Simon Avav. It's pretty clear. It doesn't need this lecture that's staying here. He says, if her mother or brother do it, she doesn't even need to actually agree. She just needs to not object. You know, you don't really need her das. She just needs to not object. He says, if her mother and brothers do it, Miskadesh Lamion, Al Yedei, Ima Va'acheha, she needs to agree. Enough to not stop, not object to the, what the family's doing, but to do it on her own? To do it? How can she? You know, meaning you don't really need das if her parents are, if her mother and brother are doing it. To go along. But doing it on her own, really need das. And this is the national Mion, but Atma, there's two tracks of Kiddushin Mion. One is by herself, and then she needs to be old enough to have das for herself. And she's not old enough to buy a bushel of wheat in the shuk after she be old enough to marry herself off. But the other package, she just goes along with what her parents are doing. Well, not her parents, her mother and brothers are doing. To go, she doesn't really need dash. To understand what's going on so that she doesn't object and put on a fight. This is the Ravid's answer. If I were to just summarize what Lishmaris Gita and Lishmaris Kiddusheha means, according to the different shatim, this is a summary, just a literary summary. Summary.
Is the writer the only one that can explain the differences
of the words?
Like in, Yitzhak.
I know, I'm not sure.
But really, when they say it's that there's Lemir according to Rashi, they're talking about a different type of Mir, where it's run by the brother and the mother.
Yes, he's the only one who says different type of Mir. Let's just review for a second. First, we have, let's call it Rashi and Tosfos, right? Rashi not so explicit, but let's put him with Tosfos. What does Rashi say? Lishmaris Gita means, means lehamchin bein get ledover ater, and that's hard, that means pututos. This means, again, I'm filling in, lehamchin bein dvar shtovi ledover ater, and that equals, let's call it Egos Venolo, and just to save ourselves some time. Second shot is the Balamor. Says the Balamor, they both mean the same thing. They both mean Swar Bezorko Egos Venolo. And this is the Gil of Kiddushi Mion. And this is the Gil of Gerushin, of Chalos Gerushin. Just Lechatchila Ein Legaresh Ad Gil Peutos Mishum Shmiras Atzma. But that's not any of this for Kiddushaha. And that's our Sogya. Then there is the Ramban and the Rid, and they say that Lishmaris Gita means lehavchin bein get ledover acher, which equals egos v'nolo. Well, this means lishmar shmira meula, which is the gil of kumutos. And then there was the yesh beparshim. Second yesh beparshim in the Balamor that did not hurt anyone's feelings. And the Rashba, the Lishmar
Dabar she'en no shavei kesef, which is egos bin don't low, as opposed to lishmar dabar hashavei kesef. And the Rashba adds, the nosim bowen that you do business with, which equals pelutos. And last, but certainly not least, and most lumdish, is the Raivid. Says the Raivid, and that, I mean, like, well, if they're both for the Zorko, Egos, Vinotlo. And that is the Gil of Gavershin. And that is the Gil of Kiddushei Mion Al Yedei Proveha. But Arsa is talking about something else. But Kiddushei Miyun Al Yedei Atzma is Begil Peutos, and that has nothing to do with Rav Chanina ben Antigonus' formulation when he was going on the Mishnah of Ezel to Kashtu Famiyam Kolchi Siwa Ima Ba'acheha Mi Data. Okay, I just want to end. I see I'm not going to get through. Okay, I'm not going to spend a lot of time getting to the Mishnah because I really want to start covering ground and I want to do the next daf very fast. So I know I'm only finishing number two, Be'ezras Hashem, but I'm going to speed through the rest. I just want to point out that Yesh Makom Gadol Lachkor, what the Rebbe is bringing up, sure, in the nature of Kiddushei Miyun. Kiddushei Miyun is a funny bird. Why is it a funny bird? What does the Mishnah say? I'm quoting not exactly, right? I'm quoting not exactly the Lashon of the Mishnah. In Yevamos, okay, there's a lot of lungs. How important is it to quote the Lashon of the Mishnah exactly, but not for now? The Ezel Tanshi Chamiyah Tosh Yeshua Ima Bechel Adata. You need the mother and brothers to do it, and you need her to agree. And it says, listen, if she doesn't agree, it's no good. What's the model of Kiddushei Miyun? There are two ways to understand the model of Kiddushei Miyun. One way of understanding Kiddushei Miyun is say, it's like Kiddushei Gedola. She has no father, she's been Kaddish herself. But she's too little to be on herself, she's been on herself with the help of the mother and brothers. Or you could say the model's not Kiddushei Gedola, the model is Kiddushei Aviha. There's no father, so the upbringing takes over for the father. However, the father doesn't need her to agree. The other relatives, since they're only need her, not need her to agree. What is the model for Kiddushei Miyun? You can ask that Khatira, and there could be many nafkaminas to this Khatira, and we're not going to erase the board, but we'll just... Kiddushei Miyun, if you say it's Kimo Kiddushei Bogeres, or Nara, Kimo Kiddushei Gedola, or Kimo Kiddushei Ha'av, with an exception. What's the exception? Kimo Kiddushei Gedola, but the relatives help. Or Kimo Kiddushei Av, but she needs to agree. And there could be many afghanas. One of the famous Kiddush of the Shilta Gevurim, which the Ramah Paskins like in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Miyun. What's the famous Kiddush of the Shilta Gevurim? Give me a second here. Says the Shilta Gevurim, can she do it by herself? Is there such thing as her doing it by herself? Can she do it by herself without the mother's permission? So, the Nafkamina IP, can she do it by herself? Says the Riaz, no. Of course, if the Malas Kiddushei Av, of course not. Now, all these could be for technical reasons. You could just say, because we don't want her to get taken advantage of. But you could say, can she do it by herself? No, but the Beis Shmuel on Shulchan Aruch is Medayik in Rashi, that she can. Another Nafkamina could be, again, all these Nafkaminas, it's good I'm not spending time on this, because there could be other ways to explain. Does she have to physically participate in the Maisa? What if the mother or brothers takes a pruta for her? Does she have to physically participate in the Maisa? Does she have to physically do a Maisa of either going into the chuppah or taking a proof, etc.? Says Rashi here, sounds clearly no. Rashi says, if the Beis Shmuel points out, if the mother and brothers take, then no, that would make sense if it's really al tekin, as Rabbi Shmuel says. However, says the Riya Bar Zaloni, as interpreted by the Ramban, there, yes, she doesn't physically participate, doesn't count. If the mother and brothers take a dollar bill for her, she's not, she does not kiddush eimim yet. Only if she took the dollar bill, or if they took the dollar bill, and then she walked into the home. And maybe that should have to do with our sugya. Our sugya. Basically, if you're going to say it's like kiddush gedola, then you would think you would need perutos. Yeah, she has to be a bar hachli to transact it. If you can say it's like the father, then maybe you could say that, then maybe you could say it's, oh, it's from Tzvor Nechuli. And what the Yamshel Shlomo says is, what does it mean, midaita? If you view it as al tekin, that she's the one doing it, it means she agrees. But the Yamshel Shlomo says, maybe she doesn't object. Maybe she doesn't have to agree. She just has to not object. And what's the Raivit saying? What the Raivit saying is that perhaps they're explaining Dinim. Again, you can explain a lot of these things technically, including the Raivit. But the way the Yamshel Shlomo says it, he says it's clear it's fake dinim. It's a matter of she doing something, just not objecting. Says the Raivit. It's fake dinim. There's one din of Pu'utos. That, Pu'utos, if...
did I get this?
Yeah, and she does it by herself. And there's another din of Tzvor V'Zorko Egos V'Notlo if she doesn't do it by herself, her parents do it. If someone else does it for her, she only has to be Tzvor V'Zorko Egos V'Notlo. If she does it by herself, she needs to be Pu'utos, Tzvei Dinim. And the Marshal says as well, he says, if she does it herself, she needs to agree. If her parents do it, she just needs to be passive and silent, etc. And could be also not committed for, I mean, that would be go without saying, it could be also not committed for them. Anyway, Kitzer, okay, Yesh Makom Harbi, Lachkor, Yushe Neon, all these things should be for other reasons, but it could be just fundamental. Lots of the model. There are two available models. And what the Rabbi might be saying here is he might just be saying two inconsistencies. There's two ways, like other woman of Gabba, to make her know what's going on her own or with help. But you could say, Dina, there's a model of the father, which is she has to be passive and quiet and know what's going on, like he knows him about her. Just yes and not object. Like here's a model of the getter, who does it doing by herself. Okay, we'll continue in the Gemara here to Shem next time. I have this special tonight to throw a moon on that. You need her glass, okay, if you want to say this. Okay, that is the Ravitz. Okay.